46 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock from your Dr. Bateman here, Nose and Throat Studio. Bob Grammons along with James Timberlake on a Monday. Cloudy Monday.
It is a cloudy Monday.
And it is a cool Monday, too. So
hopefully it shouldn't be cloudy for too long.
We're going to be a low 80s today.
I'll take that.
Yeah. 80s all week long, actually. Mid 80s tomorrow and low 80s Wednesday, mid 80s Thursday through Sunday. So very pleasant. Yeah. Cloudy today for a while anyway, till the sun's going to poke out here.
Mm-hmm.
Move some clouds around. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good weekend.
All right. Nice.
It was hot. It was a warm weekend.
It was a warm weekend. Let's get started with some birthdays today. Jim Davis, cartoonist, Garfield creator, is 80 today. Sally Struthers, actress, All the Family fame, is 78.
Okay.
News journalist Scott Pelley is 68. And Lori Loughlin, actress, Full House, 61 today.
All right.
1851. 1851. Total solar eclipse is captured in one of America's first photographs.
Wow.
The old type ones, you know.
Yeah, they put the blow up. I was going to say
basically the gunpowder in there.
They have the light bulb that explodes or whatever.
Right? Yeah, it's not, I don't even know if it's a light bulb. I think it's like gunpowder and it blows up. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that was for.
Yeah. Well, just give it some
light.
Guess. Yes. Okay. Give it some light. Yeah. 1866, the metric system becomes a legal measurement in the U.S.
Okay.
Or one of the few countries, maybe the only one that does not use.
Oh yeah, that doesn't use it. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't use it on a consistent basis. 1896, the city of Miami, Florida, is incorporated. Oh yeah.
Okay.
1900, the hamburger is created. Louis Lansing in Connecticut. Louis Lansing in Connecticut is the man. So today is Hamburger Day.
Sure.
So burn one up.
Yeah, why not?
Or better yet, just fry one up. Or barbecue
get one.
It.
Yeah, there you go. That's fry better. One. Fried burger.
I know, fried burger. It's milk chocolate day. I do not like milk chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
Love milk chocolate.
Do you like milk chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
So did you have your choice in school when, you know, between white milk and chocolate milk?
I was a chocolate milk guy.
Did you go for the chocolate
milk?
You did, Jim?
Always.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't drink it too much, like at school.
Right.
But if I was going to get one, I'd make chocolate milk.
Okay. Date book again. 1998, Chandler, Arizona. Four witnesses lifted 2,400-pound car high enough for a 13-year-old boy trapped underneath it to crawl clear.
Casual.
Yeah.
Casual 1,400 pounds.
1,400 pounds. Let's just go get this done.
How much is a ton? Is it 2,000 pounds?
2,000 pounds, yeah.
Almost a full ton. Almost 3/4 of a ton.
I know, right? Four people just go over and lift it up like there's no tomorrow. Amazing what adrenaline will do, isn't it?
Truly.
I know. And I mean, there's reports of people that have done it by themselves.
Yeah.
And people are, and then, you know, police and fire are going, that's impossible to do.
And then you're like, guess what? I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
And then you try and you're like, huh.
I know. And this is, you can't even budget. Crazy. Soccer day today.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know why.
Water park.
It would be today.
Yeah, no. I don't either. There's nothing significant in history that says anything about, so I guess it has to have a day sometime in the summer, right? So let's just pick a random, obscure day.
Well, that's the thing, is a lot of them, a lot of the bigger leagues usually play from, like, similar to our American football season. They'll go from, like, August till, you know, early March.
Water park day. When's the last time you've been to a water park?
Long time ago.
Long time
ago? Yeah, I haven't been to a water park in a long time.
Okay. Comic-Con ended the other day.
Yeah, San Diego.
Yeah.
One of the mini Comic-Cons, but the biggest one, San Diego Comic-Con, yeah.
Is that the biggest?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you go to that?
No, I'm not a Comic-Con person. I'm not big enough into comic books to justify going to Comic-Con. Even though there's a lot of stuff that they do, like they do a lot of like movie premieres now and stuff. Okay. Not premieres, but like trailer announcements and stuff like that related to Comic-Con now. But yeah, that's not for me. All the like large, expos, I guess is what you would call those or whatever. Not really my scene. I don't think I'd do that.
I have no interest at all. I have no interest.
Yeah, but there would be for you, like if they were like, hey, it's RockCon in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's RockCon.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'm there.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm going. Rockhounding Con. There you go. I'm there. Okay. If you're going to be traveling this summer, this is according to, I don't know who it's according to, but they said some of the worst tourist traps.
Mm.
Hundreds of thousands of places around the globe we'd like to travel, but here the internet says, here's some of the worst ones. What do you think the worst place is to go? I'll get to it.
Wait, the worst place, like is it a singular place
they
or is it a city?
Worst tourist trap.
Okay.
It could be, you know, like this one is the Mona Lisa.
Times Square. Got to be on there. What?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's like
New Year's Eve in Times Square.
The tourist trap of all tourist traps.
Right. The Mona Lisa in the Louvre.
It's
smaller than people expect. Yeah.
Well, and you're also a good 50 feet away from it because everybody else is in front of you. If you're there late.
Yeah, they said there's swarms of tourists all the time. Yeah.
One, it's just name something in Las Vegas, and it's probably a tourist trap.
Well, Las Vegas is number two.
Yeah, the whole city. I'm down for that.
Yeah. Any of those homes of the celebrity drives?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
This is so funny.
The Walk of Fame, I guess. The Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I did one once a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it, but everybody else wanted to do it. I'm like, jeez. I don't really want to do this.
That one feels.
They should have just called it "Giant Fences and Hedges of the Celebrities."
Well, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Because that's all you saw. Oh, there's his hedge.
You got to be able to get off of that if you're that person. Like, as far as like, I have to be able to get off this list.
I know
of people that are coming to my house and seeing this stuff.
Right. You mentioned New Year's Eve Times Square. Yes, Hollywood Walk of Fame.
There
you
go.
Another one.
I just meant. Yeah, I said that.
In Las Vegas.
So.
Las Vegas is number two.
The whole of Las Vegas.
Yeah, down the list though a little bit. I missed this one. It was Branson, Missouri. That was one.
Wasn't Branson, Missouri?
No, they do all kinds of shows and different things there. It's a tourist trap.
What? I've never heard of this place in my life.
Branson, Missouri?
No.
Okay. Well, you can look it up. Find all the things that if you wanted to go
what?
There to do. Okay, number one.
Number one.
We see the signs on the interstate all the time.
Oh, is it in Wyoming?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Close by.
Is it? They're not going to say Yellowstone.
Nope.
Okay.
These signs all over the place.
I don't know.
Ice cream, 5 cents. Soft serve, 2 cents.
What?
You know, they go, drinks for 50 cents, or see the...
That's a tourist trap?
No, it's Wall Drug in South Dakota.
Oh. It's an actual place?
Yes, it is. I've been there. And the only reason we stopped is because we had to be driving by. I was like, you know what? We might as well just go see this thing and get it over with. And it was. It was just a huge tourist trap.
Can I be honest with you? Never heard of this place.
Wall Drug?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Wall
Until
Drug?
You just mentioned it, yeah.
Okay, well, when you're driving, I think there's a Wall Drug sign between here and Gillette, if memory serves.
Why?
They have billboards all over the place. Yeah.
Was this supposed to? This is supposed to be like Buc-ee's before Buc-ee's, I guess.
Speaking of Buc-ee's,
Buc-ee's is goated.
So there's the closest Buc-ee's is in Colorado,
yeah,
which is just down the road from where my daughter lives. So I decided that, you know, while we were down there last time, I go,
hit up Buc-ee's.
I got to check out this I got to check out this Buc-ee's place. They're turning. They're a new Buc-ee's in coastal Georgia is implementing special lighting because nesting sea turtles are right there.
Oh, cool.
So this massive gas station off I-25 in Brunswick. Is located near there, and biologists and environmentalist advocates warned that intense 24-hour glow would be fatal. So they turn them down at certain times. And they wanted to be turtle friendly.
Cool.
So good for them.
Bucky's
now,
I'd never
been to a Bucky's before.
Yeah. And that is
it's quite yeah.
I mean, if you were to guess where it was invented, where do you think it was invented?
I don't know.
Texas. Come on. Oh, okay. They do everything bigger in Texas.
Okay. You know, it's like
there's a ton of them down
okay.
there.
There's a lot of stuff in there and everything else, but it's just, you know.
You can get everything, anything you could possibly ever dream of from a gas station.
I'd probably say that, yeah. I'd go there.
You can get you can get your fried pickled pig's feet in there. I mean, there's everything in there. It's crazy.
James, guess what I bought this weekend?
Pickled pig's feet.
No.
Oh.
I should have, though. Spam.
Oh, that's right.
So tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I'm glad you're doing it on a Tuesday, not a Monday.
Well, I didn't think I want to spring it
on. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a crazy thing to wake up to.
I wanted to give you some... I
preparation?
I wanted to get you, prepare you.
Yeah.
Just got a text from a friend of mine that says, we got to get James out of the house more.
All right. I don't know. Look, Branson, Missouri, I don't know, or Wald Drugstore, even if I got out of the house, I don't know if that's where I'm going.
Pete, I agree. We got to get James out of the we got to get you out of the house, man. Okay, James, when you're traveling.
By the way, the one that I would have said biggest tourist trap would have been all the Elvis stuff in Memphis, right? Memphis?
Yeah. Graceland.
Graceland, yeah. Great. All of Graceland in Graceland, Tennessee.
Okay, number one state where people drive the furthest for anywhere.
Texas.
Good guess, incorrect.
Alaska.
They're not even on the list. Okay. Actually, Alaska is the fewest miles driven.
Really? Well, I guess, okay. They're top, probably all tight-knit together.
Top five, we'll do top seven since Montana is seven.
Okay.
Montana's 7, 6 is North Dakota, 5 Missouri, 4 New Mexico, 3 Mississippi, number 2 Alabama. What do you think the number 1 state? Kelley Blue Book. Wyoming residents drive an average of 16,500 miles each year. It's the most of any state.
That's a lot of, 16,500 miles?
Yes.
I can't even imagine doing that.
Well, if you got kids, you're doing sports, you can easily rack that up. 16,000 miles. Number 2 is Alabama with 14,000. I mean, we like blow everybody else away.
Did you say Texas wasn't even on there?
Nope.
Wow.
Hawaii, Alaska is the least fewest miles.
It's a lower population and they're all kind of close together. I would imagine is why.
Right. So, got to do some driving. All that was sports, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, another weekend to Cheyenne. So there you go.
Hey, we're going to Laramie this week.
We're
going to
get you out of the house, James. We're going to. Swap Shop's on the way. James Timberlake, Public Pulse 910. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.